Will your church be one of the Issues Etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues Etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues Etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues Etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues Etc. 300.
Because the world saw how Joplin responded. A university turns itself into a makeshift hospital. Some of you use your pickup trucks as ambulances, carrying the injured on doors that served as stretchers. Your restaurants have rushed food to people in need. Businesses have filled trucks with donations. You've waited in line for hours to donate blood to people you know, but also to people you've never met. And in all this, you have lived the words of Scripture. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. As the governor said, you have shown the world what it means to love thy neighbor.
That's President Barack Obama speaking at a memorial service Sunday in Joplin, Missouri, after devastating tornadoes have taken many lives and destroyed much property there. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin on this Wednesday afternoon, June the 1st. Pastor Carlos Hernandez joins us. He's Director of Districts and Congregations for LCMS World Relief and Human Care, recently returned from Joplin. Pastor Hernandez, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you.
What is the story that you find yourself telling the most about your recent time in Joplin, Missouri?
Well, it's the same story, but it's actually two different people. The first story was actually the son of a pastor that we were referred to, actually a pastor that we worked with before in tornado relief in Dyersburg, Tennessee, a couple of years ago. His son lives in Joplin, and we were asked to follow up, and I called Richard Benke Jr., and his story was that he and his wife and daughter survived by going into a room. I believe it was a bathroom, you know, and when they came out, there was nothing left of the house. And then another was a story similar to it. A young woman, the lead donor, her mother teaches at the Emmanuel Martin Luther School there in Joplin. And the family also went into a room, a closet, a room that was seemed to be more secure. And when they came out, there was nothing left. So, and the really interesting thing about both of these stories was that all they could say was, instead of saying, you know, this was traumatic, you know, or having doubts about why was this happening, that they just had such powerful faith stories about how God had rescued them, how grateful they were, how good and gracious God was. It was just amazing. Those two stories keep going over and over in my mind of the rescue,
Pastor,
of these two families.
Pastor, would you paint a picture for us? What did you see when you were in Joplin?
Well, as I've said to different interviews, the difference that I've seen of many other disasters that we've been to in the last 10 years or so is that in this disaster, there's nothing left. I mean, for 2 miles wide, and now they say it was more like 12 miles rather than 6 miles. We've been saying 6 miles long and 2 miles wide. There's nothing. You know, in other disasters, you have something that you can rebuild. Like in Katrina, there was all these houses that needed to be mucked out and cleaned up and rebuilt. But here, there's nothing to rebuild. Everything has to be from scratch. And so that was what's just overwhelming, is that there's nothing left. And the tornado was so powerful that it had a grinding effect And it really just bore down on that whole 2-mile by 6-mile path, and nothing left. Absolutely nothing left.
What were the greatest needs that you encountered in your recent time at Joplin?
I believe that probably the greatest need, I mean, people are staying with relatives, friends, shelters, people find a place. You have to find a place to be. And, you know, with all the other agencies, the Red Cross, the churches, and even like with Mr. Benke, his boss right away got him into a motel for a couple of days and then found a house. So people found shelter. Now, long-term transitional housing is going to be a need. But what I found immediately in the days that we were there was people wanting to tell their story. People want to talk, and they huddle in groups. Anywhere they have the opportunity, all you hear about is the talk about what they went through. People have a great need to tell their story, to debrief emotionally from this trauma.
And what would the most pressing need our listeners, what is the most pressing need our listeners should be aware of right now?
Well, the greatest pressing need right now is going to be for, as I mentioned before, for transitional housing and all the needs that are associated with it. We work, as you know, from the time that the disaster occurs to the time that FEMA, insurance, and other resources kick in. But usually that takes a while, and people need something right away. People need, they can stay with friends or relatives or in a motel or in a shelter for a few days. But now, within the next week or so, people are going to want a place to stay that they can call home until their home is rebuilt or they find a permanent home. So right now, my colleague, Glenn Merritt, is going back on Friday to help the congregation that we're working with, or Emmanuel, which has become sort of a center, a refuge, place of refuge for many people in the area. Drawing up grants to help the families in the transitional housing.
Folks, you can earmark a donation for Joplin Tornado Relief by calling 1-888-930-4438. The number again, 1-888-930-4438. You can also make an online donation at issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand and look for the Joplin Tornado Relief link. Pastor Carlos Hernandez is Director of Districts and Congregations for LCMS World Relief and Human Care. Pastor Hernandez, you and your colleagues, please keep up the good work.
Thank you.
When we come back, we'll be talking about the fall of Adam and Eve into sin. Deaconess Pam Nielsen will be our guest. I'm Todd Wilkin.
Deaconess Pam Nielsen of Concordia Publishing House on the uniqueness of the Sunday school curriculum, Growing in Christ.
That in every lesson, at every level in Growing in Christ, we point out salvation in Christ Jesus, forgiveness of sins, life forever in Christ, so that stories aren't taught as great miracles or moral stories or moments in time, hero stories. They're taught always with Christ in full view, Christ as our Savior from sin, death, and the devil. And that makes all the difference, because that's what matters for eternity, not how wowed the children are this week with the coolness of the story and the miracle that's presented. It's all about Christ, and that's why we call it Growing in Christ.
You can receive free samples of Growing in Christ for your Sunday school by calling Concordia Publishing House at 1-800-325-3040 or check out Growing in Christ at cph.org.
Old theology, new technology. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
Notre Dame University is the so-called flagship of the Catholic pro-life faith. You may recall a couple years ago, they invited President Barack Obama to speak at the graduation ceremony, and they honored the most pro-abortion president in our nation's history with an honorary doctoral degree. There was a huge outcry, and Notre Dame lost millions in contributions. In the wake of all this, the university president claimed they were totally pro-life. Well, the proof's in the pudding. Notre Dame's newest member of the Board of Trustees is Roxanne Martino, and she's given thousands of dollars to Emily's List, a pro-abortion political action committee with a mission of electing only women who support unlimited abortion. Notre Dame's dedication to unborn babies seems to be only lip service.
Life Issues. Stay informed. More informed than you've ever been.